This device was a challenging one to get working perfectly, but with some fantastic support from PCATSMARIC 2 and a few firmware revisions, we got it working perfectly. The following is a teardown and programming of the device, as well as the required Home Assistant integration. It is available in Australia from Kmart. However, there are many of what appear to be the exact same model available under a number of different brandings online. Genio Galaxy Lamp. This device differs from most normal ESP devices. It has three main components, an RGB LED driver, laser, and a motor. The basic operation is that the RGB LED is projected through a kaleidoscope-like lens, which is then projected through a Fresnel-style glass plate, and finally out of the unit through a magnification lens. What this achieves is a colored cloud-like image, akin to that of a nebula or galaxy. The laser, which looks to be fairly high power, also projects through its on-kaleidoscope-style tube, which then is projected through a diffusion lens and out of the unit. This creates the stars of the galaxy. Where it gets interesting is that both the Fresnel lens and kaleidoscope tube for the laser have a gear attached to them. These gears mesh with each other and are geared down to be driven by the motor. This achieves an opposite rotation of the laser and RGB LED, i.e., the stars spin clockwise and the LED counterclockwise. It makes for a fantastic effect on the ceiling of any room. Interior. After removing four screws from the outside of the housing, the device can be split in half. There is a cable between the button board and the main PCB. Remove three screws from the PCB to access programming headers. Third screw hidden behind motor and laser connectors. WB3's chip, BK7231T, TX and RX pins for programming. Bottom of PCB, 3V3 and GND pins for programming. Bottom of PCB. Programming of the BK7321T. Programming BK7231T. Download the last batch binaries and BKWriter 1.60 from link. All operations are performed after disconnecting the product from the electrical network. Depending on your programmer, connect 3V3, GND RX and TX to their corresponding headers on the PCB. Examples of this can be seen in many other forum posts. Unfortunately, I did not take any photos at the time. Programming. Connect the USB UART converter. You may need to connect to the 5V pad, depending on your programmer, as some don't produce enough current to correctly start the Wi-Fi module. Run BKWriter 1.60. Link. Make a copy of the original batch. Read button. Programming is done in the same way. We just first choose what batch we want to upload. Choose what batch to upload. Here, select the UA versions. And start programming, waiting for BK booting. Now, as long as BKWriter is actively waiting for the BK boot signal, temporarily connect CEN to ground. Here it is just on the USB dongle pin, literally for a second. Only then will the actual programming begin. Programming success. The BK access point is already visible. Connect to the Wi-Fi point created by the BK7231T. Here, you may need to set our Wi-Fi to a rigid IP, e.g. 192.168.4.10. In case DHCP does not work, open the page 192.168.4.1. In config, set your Wi-Fi credentials, e.g. information on our home Wi-Fi. After connecting to your Wi-Fi, reset the system. You may also need to disconnect the power supply temporarily or wait a minute for the device to join our network. Its new IP can be found on our router in the list of DHCP clients. Pin configuration. Once connected to the device, click Config and then Configure Module. Your settings should be as follows. This may vary from device to device and depending on brand, so you may have to experiment. Click Save. Next, click Configure General. It should be set like the following. Thank you to PCATSMARIC 2 for adding a few custom flags and settings to the firmware to get this working perfectly. Click Save. Finally, we need to run a script on the device to enable proper control in Home Assistant. On the home screen of the device, click Launch Web Application. Go to the File System tab, click the Create Fill.